Red blocks in front of an illuminated screen formed the logo for Film 4. A starburst of incandescent blue light expands and dissipates against a black background. Then the letters fly in to form a logo, BBC Films. Film 4 and BBC Films present, in association with the Cultural Olympiad and London 2012 Festival, using funds from the National Lottery. A Thin Man Films production. A Mike Lee film. Produced by Georgina Lowe. A Running Jump. Daytime on a busy central London street, and a man of average stature walks along in a jaunty fashion down the middle of the road, pumping his fists in front of him as he walks. He's wearing dark blue jeans, white trainers, and a pink shirt. Traffic queues either side of him. He hastens his pace a little as he crosses the road to get out of the way of a van that's turning. As he reaches the pavement again, he neatly vaults a metal railing, then carries on walking.
And imagine you're putting on a very tight pair of jeans, squeeze yourself in, rotating your thighs and sucking up your butt cheeks. We want to end up with bums somewhere at the base of our spines, not halfway down the back of our legs. Imagine there's an orange in between your butt cheeks and you're squeezing it, squeeze it, squeeze it. Come on, I want to smell that juice. That's it, and zipping up the front, zipping up your core, zip it up. We don't want to see any muffin tops. Let's just tuck in all those flabby bits and zipping it up, 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 ribs down, shoulders back and down, necks long, and shoot the energy out the top of your heads. And preparing for your hundreds. Knees up, chin to chest, shoulders up, arms down by your side, in for five and out for five and pumping all the time. And in two, three, four, five, and pump two, three, four, five, and in two, three, four, five, and pump two, three, four, five. Tummy's in two, three, four, five, and pump two, three, four, five. Zip it up, two, three, four, five, and pump two, three, four, five. Shoulders up, two, three, four, five, and pump two, three, four, five. Strong arms, two, three, four, five, and pump two, three, four, five. Breathe, two, three, four, five, and pump two, three, four, five. Last one, two, three, four, five, and pump two, three, four, five. Hug your knees into your chest. Nice job, ladies.
A black taxi is driving along a busy London street.
God, dear, it has been windy, hasn't it, eh?
It has.
Rain? Look at this silly bloody mess. Bins knocked over, rubbish in the gutters. Paper blowing here, blowing there, blowing everywhere. Cold Blow Lane. Yeah, that's where we used to play. And the day they moved us to Samba Road, I cried.
Did you?
Yeah, don't mind admitting it. We all cried. Grown men wept. Yeah, you can laugh. You've had gales north of the border. Oh, talking of Scotland, Millwall's a Scottish team. That's why we're playing blue and white. Is it? There's something you didn't know.
Yeah, but Millwall's not a Scottish team.
It is, it is.
But it's not.
It is. Years ago, these Scotsmen come down from Dundee to make jam for the sailing ships. HMS, what's the name?
You're going the quickest way.
I am going the quickest way, madam, but I can't help this traffic, can I? Millwall Rovers, they started their own team. We've been up and down the divisions like a yo-yo. 16 managers in 27 seasons. We fear no foe! Where are we go?
The two women sitting in the back fall about with helpless laughter. The taxi pulls up outside a modern leisure centre, and the two women dash inside. The man in the pink top jogs into a mechanic's garage and heads straight for a man in blue overalls jacking up a car.
All right, Derek, is the poncho ready?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Been ready since last week.
Here's the keys.
You give us the money, I'll give you the keys.
I've got this geezer who's going to buy it. He talks to me, I'll give you the money.
Suppose that goes pear-shaped.
It's not going to go pear-shaped, it's a cert.
Nothing's as certain as you, Perry.
What are you talking about? It's the basic fundamentals of business. Glue it to your finance, glue it to your stock.
No, no, no. The basic fundamental of business in this garage, people bring their cars in to be repaired, I repair them, they pay their money and they drive them away.
Yeah, but they're punters. I'm a businessman.
No, Perry, you're not a businessman. You're a tosser.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Hey, that's customer service for you. I'll take my business elsewhere.
Yeah, and while you're at it, you can take your two cars with you.
I will do if you give me the keys.
I'll give you the keys when you give me the money. I'm fed up them trusting up my garage. If they're not gone by next week, I'm taking them down to Breakers. Now, do one.
You're a dinosaur, Derek!
Inside an airy gym, the two women from the taxi are now wearing white martial arts suits and black belts. They're two of a dozen or so people participating in a Shotokan karate lesson, trading punches and kicks in a sparring session. One girl performs a reverse hook kick and is swiftly taken down by her partner. Perry's now walking past a row of shops when he approaches one that's called Fit and Fancy Female Fitness Centre.
Now what? What are you doing here? What are you driving me mad for?
Here, listen, London's 500 quid. I've got this geezer going to buy a Punto, but Derek's playing up again.
Look at you. You're like a kid. You've got to sort yourself out, Perry.
It's only 500 quid.
Oh, is that all? I'm not a bank. I'm running a business
here. I've got to get the motor.
I'm sick to death of bailing you out.
Oh, go.
Now, off you go.
Please.
Can I get on now? Thank you.
Deb, it's only 500...
Perry bustles through reception and leaves. A few moments later, he walks past in the opposite direction. Underneath a sunny but cloudy sky, a barge motors down a canal. A man jogs down the sandy towpath that runs parallel to the water. On the opposite side, there's a playing field behind the trees lining the water's edge. A block of three-story houses overlook the canal. A black taxi pulls up outside them, and the taxi driver gets out. Wearing a flat cap, baggy jeans and a sports jacket, the elderly, bespectacled driver walks jauntily to the first house. He unlocks the door and looks back behind himself before heading inside. Glancing up the stairs.
Anyone in?
The taxi driver ambles through the hallway, then comes back and looks up the stairs. Now he's in the kitchen waiting for the kettle to boil. He peers out of the window. Still wearing his cap and jacket, he carries the brew upstairs and into the living room, which is decorated in a lilac colour scheme. He grabs the TV remote control, then picks up a piece of paper from a pile of paperwork on the desk that's next to his armchair. Setting the paper aside, he settles down in front of the TV and sips his tea.
Hello, Mick speaking. Yes, we are, 1,500 quid. Well, it's white Mercedes, estate, 1990 reg, automatic, 157,000 on the clock, 1,500 quid. Why, it's from Herc, darling. It's got full service history, run forever, it's built like a tank. Bitch. Coosie boy. Have ya? No, not this week. Listen, with the tickets, take them down to Jamie down the caff, he'll give you the money, and tell him I'll see him right when I get to the ground. Sweet? Another caff, right in the back. No, I don't want any cool boy shirts. All right, layers.
Yeah, I gotta work on my tan.
Me too.
It's all right for you. So, where's Art then?
Caribbean.
Oh yeah, just jump on a bus, shall
we? Yeah, all right. What about the Mediterranean?
Yeah, here's Mallorca.
Hi, Napa.
Ibiza.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh.
You all right, Dad?
Jodie, are you home?
No, I'm out.
Why?
Where are you?
What do you want?
I've got a geezer coming round the ass.
I'm going home in a bit anyway. I've got to go to work.
Don't worry, I'll see you in a minute. Hello, Doug speaking. Yeah, hello, mate.
Inside a swimming pool, people are swimming up the length of the pool, while one person swims widthways, deep underneath the surface of the water. A young woman's lounging in a lifeguard's chair when she grabs her whistle. She climbs down from her chair.
Excuse me.
She approaches three young boys. At the taxi driver's house, a young man's peering through the frosted glass of the front door.
Hello. We spoke yesterday on the phone. I'm Gary.
Yeah?
About the Fiat?
Oh, the Punto, yeah.
It's 2:30. Are you Mick?
Look, no, he'll be back in a minute. Come in.
Gary steps inside.
Here, all up here.
Upstairs?
Yeah. I've just been reading about Lester Pickett.
Oh, yeah?
He was very little, you know. Mind you, they all are, aren't they?
Who's that, then?
Anybody watching us over there?
Sorry?
Have a look.
Gary gets up and peers out of the living room window, which is mainly obscured by blinds.
No?
No, see, sod. All right, sit down. There's a woman round here who makes very nice cakes.
Oh, that's nice.
What do you think of that then, eh? 50-inch. I will get you one of them.
Really?
Yeah, get you anything you want. Trainers. Good quality
Are you all right?
Yes, thank you. Sit down. Jeans, jigsaw puzzles. You name it, I can get it for you. You only have to say the word.
Is it going to be long?
Who? No. He's out giving your car a wax. Have you got a motor?
Yeah. Well, no. It died on me, unfortunately.
What was it?
I was only a Peugeot.
Have you come far, then?
No, not far. I live...
You got a job?
Yeah. I'm a care assistant.
What, mentally handicapped?
Of people's own.
Walter Winterbottom. What's that name mean to you? He was the England manager before Sir Ralph Ramsey in 1966. World Cup. It was him deployed the 4-2-1-2-1 system, the diamond formation. But Alf preferred 4-3-3, the triangle, or 4-4-2. But you see, he had the great Bobby Moore to... Here! How many goals did Bobby Moore score for England? 2.
Perry's daughter, Hayley, walks out of a female changing room. With her music player strapped to her right bicep and her long, dark hair pulled up into a ponytail, she's now running on the treadmill in the gym. Her face has a healthy glow from the exertion as she continues to run at a steady, even pace. Perry's dashing along a pavement, then he crosses the road in a hurry, limping as he goes.
Tell you what, come 2012, you won't be able to prize me out of my chair when the Olympics are on. I'll sit there with my lagers and my Chinese takeaway, and I'll watch it all day, every day. I'll be glued to the box. My cab could go in retirement for a couple of weeks, and I don't care. Here you go. 2012.
What's going to be left of it?
What?
Well, you might as well enjoy it while you can.
What do you mean?
Well, you know.
What?
End of days.
Nothing wrong with me, I'm as fit as a fiddle.
No, I didn't. 2012. Great cycle.
What, the milk race, you mean?
No. The Mayan calendar?
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. This is interesting, right? The Mayans invented a calendar, right? Now, this is thousands of years ago in Mexico. They believed in cycles, right? Now, each cycle lasts 5,125 years, and at the end of each cycle is a major change. I mean, a massive geological shift. Now, we are in the final stages of the fifth cycle, and they predicted, the Mayans, that at the end of the fifth cycle, the Earth and the Sun will come into direct alignment with the Great Rift. Right, the Great Rift is the dead centre of the Milky Way. Now, this is scientifically proven. This will happen. And this cataclysmic event will take place on the 21st of December, 2012, just before Christmas. It's mind-blowing. Who knows what will happen?
The taxi driver sits in his chair looking impassive.
Millwall's a Scottish team. Yeah, that's something you didn't know, eh? You see, years ago, these lads come down from Dundee to make jam for the sailing ships. SS, what's the name? A lot of people thought Alf Ramsey was of Roman extraction, but he always denied it. Funny, that.
Yeah, is it going to be much longer?
No, he won't be long. Won't be long. Only be a minute.
Hi, Dad. You here?
Is that you, Hayley?
No, it's me. Has the cake been here?
Yeah.
All right. Where's Dad?
He's on his way.
He phoned me. Oh, give us a lift to work.
No.
Oh, well, I'm running late.
All right, then, hurry up.
Oh, thanks.
I'll put the meter on. Nijinsky. Where do you think he was born?
What?
He's the only racehorse I know come from Canada. Do you like the flat or the jumps? Here, who won the Derby in 1953?
I don't know.
Pinzer. Yeah, I like the flat and all. But the greatest jumper of all was Red Rum. 3 times he won the National. 3 times. They buried him at the finishing post. Big lump in the ground. All shaped.
Oh, have you seen my necklace?
No.
I'm not usually such a mess.
Hello, babe.
Hi, Dad.
All right, mate, sorry to keep you waiting. Terrible traffic. I'm Doug.
Doug.
Hello, Dad, you here again? Right, let's do some business. Want a cup of tea? Coffee? You take sugar. It's Roger, isn't it? Right, Roger,
no,
step this
scary,
way. We're
going to
sort you out. Right, let me get my keys. You're going to love this. Get me paperwork. No, it's not here, mate. Hold on to your money. It's all outside. Follow me. Now, do yourself a favour, Roger. If you're going to buy a car, you're going to spend a lot of money. So you want to make an educated choice. You choose wrong, you're in trouble. You choose right, you're in clover, and I'm your man. Now, you've got 3 cars here. You've got your town car, lovely Metropolitan Blue, goes great over speed bumps.
No, you've got your country car,
seat in the back with the dogs and the roof rack. And for beachwear, you've got your 4x2.
4x4?
Yeah, all right, Dad, so that's your choice. Bish Bash Bosh, that's a car for you. It's got your name on it. It's a lovely car. Ladies love it. You'll have Doris's hanging out the window. Now, do yourself a favour. Sit in here and experience state-of-the-art Japanese technology. Go on, live a little. Get in. It's like Tokyo on a Saturday night. You can almost smell the geisha girls.
No, listen.
All right, Dad, what are you doing?
What?
I'm trying to earn a living. Give us 5 minutes. Right. Hey, why don't you just go home? Now, it's this car. If I had a showroom with all the overheads, that'd be 3 grand. I'll do it for 1,200, but I can do it for you for 1,100, and I'll tell you for why, Rog.
Gary.
What?
It's Gary.
Yeah, whatever, Gary. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Gaz. I sold the Punto.
I
told you to come this afternoon because I've got a geezer coming tomorrow. He came yesterday with his daughter and she was wetting her knickers over the motor. She loved it, but the old man didn't have the dosh. Tragic. But this morning, first thing, I'm eating my bacon sandwich and then knocking at the door. Within 5 minutes, she's standing over there, wasn't she, Dad, on my mother's life. She's crying her eyes out. She wants the car. And the old man's pleading with me, please, she hasn't slept all night. Do me a deal. And I said, I can't. I've got a reliable customer called Gary coming in and he's going to give me 750 quid for it.
Yeah, wish I've got
now,
him in my bag.
I may be a businessman, Gary, but I've got heart of gold, haven't I, Dad?
Heart of gold,
and
yeah.
My old
yeah.
man is always telling me, remember, son, that you're running a business.
I always told him.
But I said no, didn't I, Dad? Yeah. I'm a father first. I've got daughters, I know how he feels.
Yeah, but...
So I'm sorry, but I sold your Punto. But if I look in your eyes, I can tell, Gary, that you'd have done the same. Because you and me, we're two of a kind, ain't we? We're peas in a pod. Am I right?
Not really.
There you go. Now, this Merc, it's got full service history, it's built like a tank, and it'll run forever. And I can do it for you for 1,500 quid.
I can't afford that.
How much you got?
750.
Let me tell you something about life, Gary. You get what you pay for. If you stretch it just a little bit further, if you push the boundaries, I've got the perfect car for you.
I know, this is nice.
That's not it.
Yeah, right, Dad, just make us a cup of tea, will you? Do us a favour. Yeah, this is a lovely car. I sold it yesterday. 2 lesbians, they're picking it up Thursday. Now, this is a family car. You a family man?
No.
Now, but you're a generous guy, aren't you? You're the bloke who gives everyone a lift. People are always in and out of your cars, am I right? See, now I know. Now, this car, I do it for 1,200 quid, I can do it for you for a grand.
No, see, the Fiat was only 750.
Fair point. And in fact, I've got the perfect car for you. It's within your price range and it is only 5 minutes away. You've got 5 minutes? Good. Your quest for perfection is over. You're going to remember this day for the rest of your life and you'll be coming back to me for years. They always do, don't they, Dad? Go on, hop in. We'll be there in a jiffy. I don't do this for everyone.
Where is it for going?
In you go.
Out of his depth, Gary obediently gets inside the car. Jody races out of the house at full tilt.
Dad, come on, I'm coming. Come on, Mum. I'll
keep your ear on.
A small red car pulls up next to the taxi just as the man in the pink shirt hops out of the silver motor.
Oi!
Yeah, I just can't get the keys and the paperwork. I won't be a minute.
No, I don't want any.
Oh, no, it's my daughter, Hayley. Is she gone? It's Hayley. Do me a favour, keep the sweet for a minute. Do you want a cup of tea?
No!
Hayley approaches Gary.
Hiya.
Hello.
You buying a car for my dad, then?
Yeah, well.
He's taking you on his magical mystery tour.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, I've just seen you a double.
Have you been drinking?
I've got it, gal. Come on, off in. There you go, Dave. Time's money. See you, Treagle.
Perry gets in a four-wheel drive with Gary and pulls off at speed.
When are you going to pass your driving test, then, eh?
It's not my fault to keep failing me, is it?
How many times have you taken it now?
Oh, it don't matter, does it?
Yeah, four, isn't it?
Only three, actually.
Well, Ailey got hers first time, didn't she?
Oh, Ailey this, Ailey that. I'm not my sister. Oh, don't go dying on me. I'm running late.
Jody gets out of the taxi and heads inside a leisure centre. Having changed into her lifeguard uniform of a red polo shirt and black shorts, Jody walks around the edge of the pool and heads towards the high chair. She climbs up and takes a seat, scanning the pool, but her mind seems elsewhere. A for sale sign on a car windscreen.
There you go, Gary. Japanese car of the year 1998 in pristine condition and within your price range. What do you think?
Well, it's cheaper than the Fiat, that's one thing.
Now, let me tell you about that. It's deceptive. It is cheaper, but on the other hand, it isn't cheaper.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, supply and demand. See, when we put a car like this on a lay-by or in a safari park or outside the zoo or primary school, we start a bidding war. ONO, all new stuff for means below or above the starting price. Now, if a bloke comes in with an offer of 500 quid and that's top whack, he gets the car. But, come here, if another bloke offers me 800, then that's where the car's going. And funny enough, I got this geezer coming at 4:30 this afternoon all the way from Barrow in Furness with his fiancée, and he wants to give me 800 for it.
Oh, well, no,
but don't worry, I'm going to see you right. You're going to have it for 750 because I'll let you down with the punter. No, but you know what?
Honestly.
I am going to shut up and let the car do the talking.
No.
Why don't you shimmy on into the cockpit and take a test flight? Go on, get in. Look at that technology. You can drive this with chopsticks. It's like a washroom on a Saturday night. Where you go. How'd you like it?
Steering's a bit stiff.
No, the steering's not stiff, Gary. All due respect, you're a bit stiff.
What do you mean I'm a bit stiff?
You and the car get used to each other. It's like a marriage and this is your first date. It's only got 20,000 miles on the clock. I didn't want to think it was going backwards. Now, this car's had one previous owner. She's an old girl, bless her. Her husband's had a colostomy bag and she's been driving them to the hospital three times a week to get it changed. He's only gone to die than her. Emphysemia, God rest his soul. She's so cut up about it, she can't even drive anymore. She's asked me to sell it. Well, you've got to do your best, didn't you? You got her help. She could be your mother, she could be my mother. You love your old mum, didn't you?
Yeah, of course.
Well, she loved this car. She wanted to drive it herself.
She's lost her licence.
Bastards. Well, they gave her a bus pass anyway.
Oh.
Now it's automatic, Gary.
I'm not used to it. I've never driven an automatic.
You don't drive an automatic, mate. You let the car drive you and you never go back to a manual. You've got a girlfriend?
Not really.
You soon will have in a car like this. So all those geezers and the flash cars, the birds don't trust them. They think they've got something to hide. You turn up in this, they'll think there's a man who's straight down the line. How's it feel? Looks good. Suits you. See, this is a thinking man's car. What do you reckon?
I don't know.
Come and make your mind up. I can't hang about. He wants to drive the motor to Budapest by the weekend. He's got to meet a mum and dad. They're acrobats.
I don't think it's worth 750.
What do you reckon it's worth?
Seven.
How much?
Oh, 720.
He's got to give me 800.
740 then.
745, deal.
Gary pulls his wallet from his bag.
Do you have a fiver?
No, I don't carry cash. You give me your name and address, I'll send it in the post.
That's 10. That's 20. That's 30. That's a £20 note, so that's 50.
Ailey!
I'm in here.
Oh, do us a favour, baby. Just lift down the garage.
When?
Now, you've got 5 minutes.
I've just made a cup of tea.
I've got to pick up a motor.
Dad!
Oh, help me out. I've had a nightmare.
Your whole life's a nightmare.
Oh, go on.
I've been up since 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Listen, on the way back, I'll get you Chinese.
I've got a chicken and avocado salad.
All right, we'll pick up a video.
I don't want a video.
I'll get you a new pair of trainers.
Dad.
Designer. I tell you what, I'll run you a nice hot bath.
What? You've never run me a bath.
All right, I'll give you 20 quid.
Don't be daft.
Oh, come and treat Luke, young man. Eh?
I'm not hanging about, though.
I swear the car's ready and waiting.
My key's upstairs.
Love you.
Yeah.
Perry takes a swig of Haley's tea and for once pauses to reflect. Deb arrives home from work and parks outside the house next to Haley's small red car. Grabbing some bags of shopping and some dry cleaning from the passenger seat, she's heading towards the front door when Haley and Perry come out.
Hi, darling.
All right, Mum.
Where are you off to?
She's giving me a lift.
Yeah, I can see she's giving you a lift. Where are you going?
Down the garage.
Oh, you got the money then?
Yeah, no thanks to you.
What, you sold a motor?
Of course.
Oh, good.
Come on, Haley, let's get going.
What are you driving us all mad for? She's got her own life to lead.
It's all right, Mum.
I'm not driving anyone mad. You're driving yourself mad.
No, you're driving me mad.
Oh, I love you too.
Nutcase.
All right, darling, see ya.
Yeah, see you later.
Wait, Smiler. Here.
The same green car that was parked outside the MOT centre that Perry's just visited pulls to a halt outside a shop called Bags and Things. Perry gets out and hurries inside the shop, which sells handbags for wholesale. He comes out a few moments later, clutching a red carrier bag.
Just a little bit down there. It's that one.
Deb's sitting in front of the computer while Hayley massages knots out of her bag.
All right, girls.
What's that on your ears?
My new hat.
Where'd you get it from?
From the shop. Do you like it?
Makes you look like a lobster.
I thought I'd treat myself.
Oh, that's nice. He thought he'd treat himself.
Yeah, I played a blinder the day. I could have sold a Titanic for scrap.
Ah, he really deserves a little treat, doesn't he? We don't, but he does. How much was it?
Mind your own business.
Well, it's my business. What do you need that for? You never worn one in your life.
So?
You're ridiculous.
I like it. It suits him.
It's a waste of money.
Ellie, makes a cup of tea, will you, babe?
Go and make your own cup of tea.
Stick a broom up my arse, I'll sweep the floor.
You know your problem? You've got no sense of adventure.
When are you going to start paying me back my money?
Hold on, darling. I just got to make a call.
Perry!
A group of men are having a game of football when one of them scores a goal. The goalie for the opposite team saves the ball, only to have a teammate in a red shirt then score an own goal. Hayley's in her bedroom trying on two types of high heels.
Which shoes do you think I should wear? The studs, they're nice. Don't you think the black ones go better with this outfit?
I think you should wear the studs, they look better on your feet.
No, I'll wear these ones. Well, if you're wearing those, I'm wearing these. You're not going to be taller than me.
Oh, come on, babe, I've got to do one.
Hang on a minute, I just got out of the bath.
Well, hurry up, I can't hold it much longer.
Well, quench your buttocks.
Is that what you're wearing?
Yeah.
You look like Jane of the Jungle in there. Deb, I'm touching cloth.
Go on then, enjoy yourself. Oh, don't, you make me laugh. Oh, you look nice, darling.
Thanks. Are you nearly ready?
Give us a sec.
Stay there.
A sign outside a pub reads, Approach Tavern, where there's a beer garden surrounded by black railings, filled with benches and patio heaters. Hayley and her twin sister Jodie are sitting at one of the tables, chatting to two male friends who were both playing at the football game earlier.
That's pretty bad.
Come on, you've got two
own goals
and you sacked it.
And you're the best player.
Yeah, but
look,
don't forget the fact I scored 3 goals from my own team. And it was way
I scored
better.
Five
I scored 2 goals for the other team.
This guy has a shot, right? And I save it, and it hits your shins and goes in the net. That's not your fault.
It is your fault. It's not
like the ball.
Yeah, exactly. And he had time to. It's not like it rifled back out.
He goes slowly and he's like, oh, rifling back out.
Another girl who's sitting with them laughs along with the others.
You wake me up if I fall asleep.
I can't wake you up if I'm asleep, can I?
You take that thing off your head.
I take it off and you turn out the light.
I'm turning off the light till I take my rollers out.
I take them out then.
Calm, my nails are wet.
Deb is wearing rollers in her hair while Perry's hat is over his face.
It's got 30,000 miles on the clock.
Hmm?
I'll let you have it for nothing. Go! Straight in the back of the net!
Deb opens her eyes, looks over, and smiles as she realises he's sleep-talking. She moves his hat and leans over to place a tender kiss on his forehead.
And inhale deep into your cat. And give me a meow from your throat, from your blue chakra. And reverse into your cow. And give me a moo from your perineum.
from your red chakra.
On all fours, she arches her back.
Meow.
Still on her hands and knees, she pushes her tummy towards the floor and raises her head. The two young women from the karate class are standing on a large green facing each other. Wearing casual sports clothes, they perform synchronized punches and kicks against imaginary opponents. Gary's driving his new motor across a road bridge. The vehicle jerks erratically, and white smoke floods out from under the bonnet. It continues onward for a short distance before coming to a stop on the inside lane. Gary quickly gets out of the still-smoking vehicle and backs away. Traffic on the bridge passes by on the outside lane, giving Gary's new purchase a wide berth. White smoke continues to pour out from under the bonnet of the car as a group of cyclists race past it. The wind blows the smoke towards Gary, who's now standing about 20 feet in front of the vehicle. Underneath him is an enclosed expanse of water. Royal Victoria Dock, steely grey in hue, calm and stoic under a cloudy summer sky. Industrial wasteland dominates the south side of the dock, in contrast to the new buildings on the opposite bank. Rising up in the far distance is Canary Wharf and the white dome of the O2, nestled in a curve of the River Thames.